Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Kuf Chav Ches, mitzvah 128 in the Sefer HaChinuch as we continue our discussion of karbanos. If you remember, I mentioned yesterday that there are four mitzvos that are related to karban asham. One of them is going to be tomorrow's mitzvah, Bezal Hashem, which is the karban asham. Asham is brought for specific averos. A karban chatas is brought for most averos, but there are certain averos, which we'll talk about Bezal Hashem tomorrow, that one brings a karban asham for. But related to those is the mitzvah we discussed yesterday, and that is if somebody violates and take something from the Beis HaMikdash, one has to pay back the Beis HaMikdash and add on a little extra. That was yesterday's mitzvah, the Chomesh. Tomorrow will be the Karban Asham. The next mitzvah will be returning something that you steal, because that's one of the averos of Karban Asham. And today we have a unique Karban, and that is Asham Talui. Karban Asham Talui. Literally, the hanging Karban. What exactly is the mitzvah of the Karban Asham Talui? Says the Torah. Says the Torah at the end of Parshas Vayikra. Im nefesh ki sechta v'asta achas mikol mitzvahs Hashem aselo se'asena v'lo yada v'ashem v'nasa avono. If somebody does an avera, or he's not sure if he did an avera. I ate something and I'm not sure if it was kosher or not. If I knew it was treif and I ate it b'shogeg, then I have to bring a karban chatas. But if I didn't know, it was two things that somebody comes over to me afterwards like, did you realize I left the animal food there? So yeah. And I ate it by mistake. Or any other type of avera bishogeg. So then, we're going to get to other cases, but then one has a chayiv to bring a karban asham talui. Right? One of the only times that you bring a karban misafek. We'll talk more about the lamdis a little later. Vehevi ayal tamim me'atzon be'erkachal asham ala kohen. You bring a tzon, which is an very expensive karban, as we will talk about it later. V'chiper ala kohen es ashagosa shashagag v'hu lo yada v'nislach lo. And he gets kapara for the avera that he might have done. We will see in a few minutes if he eventually finds out that he did the avera actually, he's got to bring a karban chatas. Asham Talui is not good enough. Asham Talui only, as the Gemara says, protects you in the interim, just in case I did it. I can't bring a Karban Chatas, because that's only brought if I know for sure that I did the Aveira. But in the interim, I'm not sure, but I might have, so that's why I have to bring a Karban Asham Talui. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Lahakriv Karban Mishin Estapek Lo Imchata Becheit Mehachata'im Hagdolim She'adam Eschayev Basoso Osam Bizadon Kares U'Bishigaga Chatas Kavua. If I knew for sure all the averis that if I would know for sure that I did it, I would have to bring a carbon chatas. If I'm not sure if I was mechal Shabbos, it happens sometimes. I don't know if I was mechal Shabbos or not. Did I do that malacha or not? And it's a suffix. If I did it bein hashmashes, I'm not sure if it was still Shabbos or if it was after Shabbos. Any of these cases, if you do it b'mezid, you're chai. If you do it b'shogig, for sure, you're chai of a carbon chados. If you're not sure if you did it, then you have to bring this carbon. V'yischadish alav asavik b'inyin zeh, kagon shetomar derech mashal. For example, shayi lefanev shtei chatichos, achas chela v'achas shuman kasher. You have two pieces of meat in front of you, one kosher, one non-kosher. V'yochal achas mehen, and you ate one of them, v'ne'ev da'acheres. And the other one is not, the other one got lost. So you can't check if the other one has the heksher on it. Or they're both sitting there, and there's no rye either way. V'doeg b'nafsho, and I'm worried. She'enu yodea im shal chelev achal o shal shuman. I'm not sure if I ate the kosher or the non-kosher one. Zeh ha-karban abal asafek hazeh nikra asham talui. It's the hanging karban. It's hanging because if I find out eventually that I did the avera, this karban doesn't protect me. I have to bring a real karban. This is also a real karban. I have to bring a chatas kavua. Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara says in Nazir, Rabbi Akiva cried when he read two psukim. Maybe more. But at least two psukim Rabbi Akiva cried by. Which two psukim? Nazir daf chav gimel. The first one is a mitzvah that we're going to read, Bez Hashem, in a couple of months. We'll get to this mitzvah. Isha, sometime next year. Isha hafeiram v'Hashem yislach la. At the end of Sefer Bamidbar, we have the halacha of hafaras nedarim of a husband to a wife. Let's say a woman makes a neder that she's not allowed to eat something. And unbeknownst to her, her husband is made for the neder. It's the power that a husband has. A husband can say, your neder is mufar. And then the woman thinks she's doing the avera, and she eats what she was ready ne'esar to eat. Even though she doesn't know, the husband already got rid of the avera. The pasuk says, v'Hashem yislach la. She needs forgiveness. She's forgiveness. She didn't do anything wrong. The husband got rid of her neder. So Rabbi Akiva says, oy, if somebody who didn't even really do anything needs kapara, Surely those of us who do something wrong. So Rabbi Akiva, he got up in Shamagiyat's Apostle Zehaya Boche. Umam, he should discovering Lassos Biyadah Basar Chazir. If somebody wants to eat a piece of treif, a piece of pig, Viyala Biyadah Basar Tle, and it ends up being sheep, Ta'un Kapara, he needs a Kapara, right? The case of the husband getting rid of the neder, Vislicha, Hamaskavin Lassos Biyadah Basar Chazir, Viyala Biyadah Basar Chazir, Lachas Kabba Vakama. Surely somebody who actually did not there. And says, Kiyosi Badavar, the same thing happened when he used to read our Pasuk. Velo yadava asheva nasavo, no. I'm not sure if I did an Avera. It's called a sin, and I have to bring a kapara. Says Rabbi Akiva, Uma imnishin is kavin lasos biyado basar tle, viyala biyado basar chazir. If I think that I wanted to eat basar tle, and I by mistake ate basar chazir, kor chaticha savik shal shum savik shal chelav, amar krav nasavo, no. Mishin is kavin lasos biyado basar chazir, viyala biyado basar chazir, lachas kaba kama. Again, a kol shekein. If you vada did an Avera, surely you need kapara. Right? They used to cry when you read these psukim. So we have to realize the message of this halacha, even if you're just in a state of doubt. Gotta make sure that we're covered, as we'll talk more about soon. So the Gilyoni Ashas of Yosef Engel on this Gemara says, why Dafka did Rabbi Akiva cry? Why did Rabbi Akiva cry? Out of all the Tanoim, Dafka Rabbi Akiva was usually, there are many different Torah about this, he's usually the positive one, the optimistic one. He's the one at the end of the Gemara in Makkos that all the Tanoim are crying because they see the wolf walking on Harabayas. Rabbi Akiva's laughing because he sees, oh, this Nevuah is going to come true, this Nevuah is going to come true. And Rabbi Akiva's the one that all the Tanoim went through at the Seder because some many Haggadahs say that they were all depressed because the Churban Habayis just happened. They wanted to go to Rabbi Akiva. Optimism, it's going to be okay. Mikiva was always the one, the strong one. And here he's busy crying when he reads the psukim. Right? But I'm saying, that's it. He read the psukim because he realized the message of the psukim. So Rabbi Yosef Engel on that Gemara says, why was he crying? So there are Kabbalistic svarim that say the 10 Haruge Malchus, the 10 Haruge Malchus, the 10 martyrs of the Tanoim were really Gilgulim, whatever that means. Gilgulim, they were reincarnation, so to speak, of the Asara Shvatim. Even the Midrashim talk about how the king that put a lot of them to death and said, hey, the 10 Shvatim sold their brother and you have to be punished for it. So the 10 Shvatim parallel to the Asara Haruge Malchus. And he quotes a sefer that Rabbi Akiva was Shimon. Rabbi Akiva was Shimon. Shimon was the one that was the real instigator. So Rabbi Akiva, that's why Rachman al-Isfan, he had such a terrible end. So he says, Dafka, that's why Rabbi Akiva. Why? Says Rabbi Yosef Engel. Because the brothers also, what were the brothers told by Yosef? Really, it was all good. Hashem had good kavanas. He really didn't do anything wrong. I was supposed to be here so I could be here, have everything ready for you, and then you'll come down. But the brother's kavana was la'avera. That's exactly what this is about. Right now, Isha Haferam, the woman does something, she doesn't know that she did something wrong. But by the Ashab Talu, we don't know exactly. So that's why Dafka Rabbi Akiva is the one that cries. Okay, that's the suggestion of Rabbi Yosef Engel quoting others. Okay, let's go weiter in the Sefer HaChinuch. Umilas Talui, what is the word Talui teaching me? Namra al-kol davar sheroi lavo acharav inyan. It Talui, hanging, means something that something might happen in the future, she yigalibo mashano lo no delo mikodem, that you didn't know earlier. Kigon, if he finds out that he ate the treif, hari niglo lo sharishon lo hispik lo, he realizes Hashem Tali wasn't enough. Vitzarach lo havi od karban acher nikra chatas kavua. He's got to bring a chatas. V'im no de lav sheheter achal. What if he finds out that he didn't do the aveira? He found that it was kosher. So what should he think to himself? Oh, I brought chulin. I didn't have to bring the karban. The answer is no. You had to bring the karban in the situation that you were in. Hari niglo lo sharishon hispik lo. The first one was enough. A lot of the Achronim discuss, the Mitzvah HaMelech here discusses, that this carbon is very different than a carbon chatas. What's the mechayiv, what's the halachic generator of a carbon chatas? The sin that was done. The sin generates, I have to bring a carbon. As we discussed many times, the messages of karbanis. Ashem Tali, what's the halachic generator of an Ashem Tali? The state of doubt that a person's in. That's the halachic generator. Because what did the chinuch just say? The chinuch says, if you find out that you didn't do it, what does he say? What you did was meaningless? No, he says, what you did was enough for that situation. That's the language of the chinuch. Meaning, you had to do what you had to do. Even if somebody is in doubt, the Torah says, you might have done an aver takadosh baruch hu, you better cover yourself. You have to cover yourself, you have to make sure. Mashenkin ba'asham writes the mitzvah samelach, Hasafe gufa hu machayev b'ashem talui. Tegamim lomaisa locha taklal, even if I didn't do a sin. Adayin b'chiyev karban ashem talui hu omeid. He's still in a state of doubt, and that's what he has to bring the karban for. And that is why, by the way, the Rambam counts this as, and the Chinuch counts this as two separate mitzvahs. All other four karban ashems, that's tomorrow's mitzvah. That's kuf chavtes, ashem vadai. for taking something for the Beis HaMikdash, the Isra Mi'ilah, and for denying, swearing that you didn't steal something, Asham Gazelos, all of those are counted as one carbon. Why is Asham totally different? Because all of those are the same idea. All of those flow from the Maisa Aveira that was done. Mashek and Asham Talui is a new type of carbon. It's a carbon because I'm in a state of doubt that I might have done something wrong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore I have to bring a carbon. A fascinating detail of Asham Talui, you turn over for a minute to the Minchas Chinuch in Os Zayin, and this is the only carbon that has this. The Minchas Chinuch points out that if I owe a carbon chatas, I did an Aveira on the fourth day of Tishrei, and I didn't get to bring the carbon until after Yom Kippur. Do I have to still bring the carbon after Yom Kippur? The halacha is, of course you do. You didn't bring the carbon, you got to bring it after Yom Kippur. A lot of people probably kept their carbonos, and then Sukkot time they came, they brought other carbonos. If you're chayav and Asham Tali before Yom Kippur, and then Yom Kippur comes, you know what? You're pater from the Asham Tali. Yom Kippur takes care of it. Yom Kippur says, you don't have to bring an Asham Tali. Why? How does Yom Kippur do that? Let's read in the Minchas Chinuch, look at Ozayin. Vinishtana din carbon zemi kol ha-carbonos. This carbon is different than all other carbonos. To kol ha-carbonos, af sha'avar alem Yom HaKippurim, even if Yom Kippur passes by, chayiv lo ha-viachar Yom HaKippurim. You got to bring it after Yom Kippur. If you're chayiv in Olav Yored, if you're chayiv achatos, aval imnis chayiv ba-Asham Talui, if you're chayiv in Asham Talui, it doesn't matter whether you found out about it before or after Yom Kippur. But the act was before Yom Kippur. Says the Minchas Chinuch on the second wide line, Pater lohavi Asham Tali achar Yom HaKippurim. You're pater to bring it after Yom Kippur. To Yom HaKippurim mechaper kaparaso. Yom HaKippurim, because what's the message? When it comes to a specific Maisa Aveira that's mechayiv me something, I got to take care of it personally. I got to bring my carbon chatas. Asham Tali is more on the state of the person. If it's on the state of the person and the person does tshuva on Yom Kippur, then that takes care of it. Because it's not specifically connected to a chait, it's connected to the state of the gavra. So the state of the Gavra is purified on Yom Kippur. Tara takes place. So don't worry about it. Of course, he adds, that's only if you believe in Yom Kippur. V'davka imeinu mevaybi Yom HaKippurim. Oz Yom HaKippur HaMechaper. If you believe in Yom Kippur, so then Yom Kippur takes care of your chiyuv of Asham Talui. Avalim hayim mevaybi Yom HaKippurim. Literally, if you kick away Yom Kippur, de'eino mamid Yom HaKippur HaMechaper. If you don't believe that Yom Kippur is Mechaper, ain't a Mechaper. But it's mida k'neged mida, like Gemara says in Sanhedrin. If you don't believe in Tchiyas HaMeisim, then you're not going to get Tchiyas HaMeisim. It's mida k'neged mida. It's one of the only people. Me'akol yisrael yishem chayel olam haba. But these are the people who don't get olam haba. Ha'omer ain't Tchiyas HaMeisim in a Torah. You don't believe in Tchiyas HaMeisim. So it's mida k'neged mida. You don't believe in it, you're not going to get it. So to hear. If you don't believe in Yom Kippur, it's not going to work. But me'ikar adin, if you have a regular Jew who believes in Yom Kippur, regular believing Jew, so then Yom Kippur will be mechaper and the chiyuv Asham Talui disappears. That's an important tahara. We'll get more, hopefully, back to Yom Kippur afterwards. But that connects to our suggestion now that Asham Talui is based on the situation that a person is nid in and not based on the specific chait. V'tzibi karmen zev midach siv, back to the chinuch before, and he quotes the psukim, v'im nefesh kisechta v'astam achas b'kol mitzvah Hashem asher lo seyasena v'lo yada v'ashem, he doesn't realize, so he has to bring his kapara. Fine. Skip to the next paragraph. Mishar shi'a mitzvah. What's the shorish? What's the message behind this mitzvah of Asham Talui? Says the chinuch, Sheyehe adam zahir v'yirei chait v'yayin b'chol ma'isav. A person has to be focused on his actions, iyun tov, carefully, lubal yikasha b'dvar aveira, that I don't fall into any sin. Al-kain, and that is why, hitzricha so atorah lahavi karban, kishalo nizor yafa b'maisav, ad kedeshali yivali lov safik zeh. Even if you're in a state of doubt, the Torah says you have to take care. You did something wrong. You possibly did something wrong. You can't just let it go by. You have to do something. V'haraya she'enenu bal rak l'chaper al atzluso b'kach, and an araya that it's not, as we said, it's not mechaper, it's not coming to atone for the sin, but it's for what led to the sin, the situation. Shahari enu mishtarish ola eila v'chaper al achet klal. As we said, it's not going to cover the chet. Shekshivada eila v'chet, when you find out that you did it, miyat zarech l'karban shalem. Kamosha ayachayev imlo hikar v'arishon. Just like if you whether you brought the Asham Talui or not, the second you find out that you did it, you got to bring a carbon chatas. This concept is quoted by Rabbeinu Yonah and quoted in the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim. Where do you think Asham Talui is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim? Two places, possibly. So first Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah on the first page in the back of Brachas. First page, Aleph Amabez. Rabbeinu Yonah there says, if you're not sure, it's cloudy, you're not sure when Shabbos starts, you're not sure when Shabbos ends, you better make sure you take precautions. And if it's cloudy and Shabbos might have started, can't do malach anymore. And if you're not sure when Shabbos finishes, you have to make sure, wait till it's Vaday Laila. Vizeo Iker Hayira Lizar Measvekas. And this is part of Yerushamayim, to be careful even from doubtful situations, says Rabbeinu Yonah. Vishalo Lazos HaMitzvahs HaDerecha Hergol. And not just to get into a rote. Just do mitzvahs without thinking. That's not what life's about. That's what we learn from Hashem Talui. Sha'onesh ha-safik yoser me'avadai. He says sometimes suffix situations, onesh of a suffix is even more than a vadai. V'chein matzino, here it is. Sha'ala vadai me'vichatas. If you look in the details of the psukim, if you for sure were mechal Shabbos, you have to bring a carbon chatas. A carbon chatas is a danka. It's a little, it's not such an expensive carbon. And in Hashem Talui, you have to bring it some more expensive carbon. Ask all the Achronim. Ask Rabbeinu Yonah, then the Rishonim. Does that make sense? If I did an Aveira for sure, I have to bring a Chatas, which costs less than an Asham Talui. If I'm not sure if I did the Aveira, says Rabbeinu Yonah, yes. Because, Hichmir al Asavik Yosem and Avadai. Why? Because if you did an Aveira for sure, you feel bad about it. And you're remorseful. And we think to ourselves, how did I do that? And I really, fully, with all my heart, bring a Karban. But what if it's an Asham Talui? If I'm in a state of death, I might have done it. Okay, I probably didn't do it. Probably not me. I didn't. You're much less remorseful. You feel like you didn't really do anything. I probably didn't do it. We can have all the excuses in the world. The Torah is more machmir by suffik averis more than vade averis. Because vade averis naturally will do tshuva. Suffik averis is much more extreme. That's Rabbeinu Yonah. The Ramah quotes this in Hilchos Aseres Yemei Tshuva. In Simen, Taf Reish Gimel, it's only one sif. The Ramah writes one halacha for Aseres Yemei Tshuva. One! Which halacha? If you were the Ramah, what would you pick to tell us what should Klai Yisrael do during a... He's the Rebbe of all Ashkenazic Jewry. What would you say tell Ashkenazic Jewry to do during Aseres Yemei Tshuva? Says the Ramah, V'safik aveira tzarech yoser tshuva me'aveira vados. Ki yoser mischari kishe yogdeya she'asa mishe'eni yodeya. V'lachein karban Hashem tali hutzarech lios yoker b'yoker mechatas. Parentheses, das atzmo, Rabbeinu Yonah reish brachas. There it is. What is the one thing we have to make sure? We're going to do tshuva for Vade Averis. The Ramah has to emphasize, you got to do tshuva even for Safik Averis. That's Asham Talui in our lives. Right, that's the important ha'ara of Rabbeinu Yonah quoted in the Ramah. It's an interesting Mishnah. The Mishnah in Meseches Krisus on Daf Chaf Hei Amit Aleph. The Mishnah tells us that there was a Tana that used to bring an Asham Talui every day of his life. That's a lot of animals. He used to bring an Asham Talui. He says, Amru Olav al Baba ben Buta, Shahi Misnadiv Asham Talui b'chol yom. Every day, except for one. One day, I guess every weekday. He didn't bring an Asham Talui on Shabbos and Yantiv, because you're not allowed to bring karbanos that are not chova. But there's one weekday a year that he didn't bring an Asham Talui. What was that day? The day after Yom Kippur. The day after Yom Kippur, he didn't bring an Asham Talui. He said, Hamon Azev, Eloh, you mean Nichonli, you see, maybe. If it was up to me, I'd bring it. My friends don't let me. They say, what'd you do already? You had 3 hours. What'd you do? If it was up to me, he says, I would bring it. But they don't let me because I have to go into Tikkun Tzabet HaSafik. The Chachamim argue. The Chachamim say, no, you can't bring an Hashem Tali Stam if you don't know that you did a Safik Aveira. But Baba Ben Buta used to. What's the message of Baba Ben Buta? Writes the Mesulah Shisharim in Perachav Dalid. There are two types of Yiras Shemayim that we have to have. We have to have Yiras. It's a very important parak. If you never, a lot of times we read the Mesulah Shisharim, but by the time we get up to Perak Yud Aleph, Yud Beis Yud Gimel, we start again. Perak Chav Dalet is an extremely important Perak. He writes there are two Yerushamayims, future and past. Future is we have to be focused on Yerushamayim, what I'm going to do every day of my life. But also about the past. Not in an OCD way, that makes us crazy, but in a way of that I have to, you know, did I do everything properly? Do I have to do tshuva for anything? That's the message, says the Mesulah Sharma, Baba Ben Buta. He says, Va'amru, let me just find it. Achelke ayira azo shnayim. Echad hu behove o asid. Vasheni ba'avar. Behove hu shiye adam yare vidoeg al mashihu ose. O al mashihu al holich lasoso. Penye bo davar. O penikanis bo is a davar. Shalol fik fodi isparach. Maybe I'm going to do something that's against the covenant of Hashem. Ba'avar. Shiye adam choshev tamid al mashikvar osa. Vyira vyidag pen yatsa mitachas yadav is a chait below yeda. Vahu ke inyin baba ben buta. Shiye makar vashem tali bechol yom. Vahulu. That's the Ramchal, what he takes out of the Mesilas Yesharim. Again, we have to live our lives. We have to be confident and happy about what we did. And I was once at shul, and so a guy next to me saying, Ashrei, I think he said Poseach Es Yodecha about 25 times. Poseach Es, he obviously was scared that he didn't have proper kavana. But again, that's, you got to live your life. You have to say it properly. We have to focus on Poseach Es Yodecha. It's a wonderful, wonderful pasuk. But we have to make sure there's a balance in life of being happy about what we've done in terms of our Avodas Hashem, but also, like the Ramchal says, to always be thinking, could we have done better, and where could we improve? That's the Ramchal and Baba Ben Buta. Okay, it's interesting, actually not for now. If you want to look, Baba Ben Buta is also quoted, if you want to look in Reb Moshe as a tshuva, Chelik Aleph Simon Kuf Samach Zayin. Could look it up. Chassan and Kala were getting married on the night after Yud Aleph Beteves, the night after. So he was asked by his mechuin, did the Chazan and Kala have to fast on the 11th of Teves? Because they fasted on the 10th of Teves already. They had to fast 2 days in a row. What could they have done this day? That was his shilas. He talks about Ms. Baba Ben Buta in that shuva. Okay, let's continue a little bit more though. The Midiniya Mitzvah, the halach of the mitzvah is, we didn't mention this yet, important principle to mention. Mashamar Zachron Lavracha, Shein Chiv Karben Zela Olamach Yehisham Isser Kavua. Asham Tali is only brought when it's what we paskin. So Machlokas Tanoim, Machlokas Rishonim, the Rambam and the Chinuch paskin only when it's what's called Ikva Isura, where there was an Isser that was set in the situation. Meaning, if there's only one piece of meat and I ate it, and I'm not sure if it was kosher or treif, there's no Asham Tali there. Because maybe it was kosher and there was no Isser here at all. When is there an Asham Tali if there is two pieces of meat? One was for sure treif, one was for sure kosher. And I ate one of them, I'm not sure which one. That's called in halacha, ikva isura. The isser was set. That's what the Rambam and the Chinuch paskin. Kigo shahayi lofanev shtei chaticho, so bevadi achas min chelef, sharish kan isser kavua, v'cheinami macho vade chelef. Or what if I ate for sure treif? I'm not sure if I ate enough of a shear. Well, if they eat a kezias, they're not eating kezias, that's also kavua. But if you only have one piece of meat, that's not ikve isura. Then he quotes an interesting, another example. Umenatama zeh, a couple of lines later, Amru. Shabal sve mugureshes chayeves bekarban. Let's say a woman was thrown her get, and we're not sure if she was kona her get. Suffik, it was karov to her, karov to him. Cases of suffik mugureshes. And a man lives with that woman. So you don't know if she's a married woman, or if she's a divorced woman. So he has to bring Lashem Tali. Because you don't know if she's married or not. What if the same thing happened, but you're not sure if she's married or not? Savik mekudeshes. She's a single girl. She was thrown a ring. Savik closer to the husband, Savik closer to her. So there wouldn't be an Asham Tali. Because there's no ikva isura. The ikva isura means she was a married woman. You're not sure if she got unmarried, if she got divorced. But if she wasn't married, and you're not sure if she got married, so says the Chinuch, that's an example of low ikva isura, and therefore there wouldn't be a karban, an Asham Tali there. So that's an important principle that one should know. This applies to men and women. If somebody did not bring this karban, if somebody's in the situation and they didn't bring the karban, he's mevatel the asay. Just one final point. I mentioned there's a second case where this might be quoted in Shulchan Aruch. It's not. But it's in the Tur, possibly. The Tur writes in Simen Aleph in Arachayim. We know there's a halacha quoted in Simen Aleph in Shulchan Aruch that we have to say karbanis in the morning. So the Tur quotes, and the Shulchan Aruch says, after I say the Parsha of Karban Ola, I just say, Yehi Ratzon, it's as if I brought an Ola. And after I say the Parsha of Shlamim, Yehi Ratzon, it's as if I brought a Shlamim. And the Tur says, and after Asham, Yehi Ratzon, it's as if I brought an Asham. But not by Chatas, because Chatas is for an Avera, and you can't say Yehi Ratzon, you have to actually bring the Karban. You can't bring that as an Adava. So ask the Beis Yosef, the Asham is also Baal Chet. You can't bring an Asham as a present. You can't bring Ola and Shlamim. So why does the Torah mention Asham? And if you look in the Shulchan Aruch leaves out Asham. You're not supposed to say Yehi Ratzon after Asham. Only after Ola and Shlamim, not after Asham and Chatas. But the Beis Yosef says, what's the basis for the Torah? So the Beis Yosef has two deis. He says, maybe he's only referring to Asham Tali. Because we know, maybe Baba Ben Buta brought one every day. I didn't even mention it before. Earlier in that Mishnah in Krisus Chafei, Rebbe Lazar holds that you can bring an Asham Tali every day. You can bring it as a Nedava. So maybe that's the Asham that the Torah is referring to. Or, says the Beis Yosef, maybe since one Asham can be brought up in a Nedava, you can say it by all Ashams. Okay, either way, two important days in the Beis Yosef, in Simon Aleph and Shulchan Aruch, whether it's appropriate to say, or two explanations why the Torah says it is appropriate to say Yehi Ratzon, is as if it brought an Asham. But in the Shulchan Aruch himself, Rabbi Yosef Cairo, with all his defenses of the Torah, left it out. He said, no, leave it out by Asham and Chatas, only say it by Ola and Shlamim. So even though the Chinuch says it only applies Bezman Abayis, we at least have some relevance to our lives, even Bezman Azeh, even besides the messages of the carbon that we have. Okay, we'll stop here. This was Asham Tali. Bez Hashem, tomorrow we get into Asham Vadai.